March 17th, Board of Corrections.
You've got that special wrench.
You don't need a special wrench, I told you that. All it is a one of those collapsible draper rods.
Sorry, it started rolling.
Took off on you, huh?
What do you get charged?
Hey, I'm here.
What?
Yeah, you got a four-year line there.
Are you gonna kind of lead us in this Board of Corrections?
I'm happy to do that for part of it, and if parts that I think Richard needs to cover, I'll refer to him or defer to him.
$12,000 or $13,000 in 3 years on that.
All right, well, it's, no, it's not quite 5:30, is it?
Yeah.
My phone says 5:30.
Okay. Well, it's 5:30, close enough. We'll call this meeting to order, and this is the Board of Corrections meeting. And Chris, would you poll the council, please?
Council President Cardoza.
Here.
Councilmember Jones.
Here.
Councilmember Boobin Vanderhaar.
Here.
Councilmember Steer.
Yes.
Mayor.
Here. Thank you. And since we're meeting as the Board of Corrections, I'll kind of turn the time over to Gordon to catch us up to stuff on what we should be doing.
Mr. Mayor and members of council, each year I provide a memorandum that's basically the same information or the same format describing what the Board of Correction is and what it's for. But to shorten that up, just to say that every assessed property has the right or the privilege of having a Board of Correction where they can raise issues concerning the nature of their assessment and any corrections that they would request. And sometimes those corrections originate with staff where corrections need to be made. And this is the meeting for that purpose. I also include, mostly for purposes of information, some items that you should be aware of. One of those things is an accounting of how the water was used over the last irrigation season, the 2014 irrigation season. If you can go to your memorandum and look at that, I've shown both 2013 and 2014 to give you some idea of trends or usage in response to conditions that existed in each of those years. 2013 was a drought year, severe drought, in that we shut off irrigation deliveries in the third week in August. But the comparison between 2013 and 2014 maybe is a little bit instructive. One of the things that's encouraging to me is the second line has to do with how much potable water was used between 2013 and 2014. If you remember, what we tried to do was to pour as much potable water as we could into the system in the drought year just to get as far as we got. And then in 2014, when it was water was fully available throughout the season, you can see the difference in the amount of water, potable water consumed from one year to the next, about 111 million gallons less in 2014. At the same time, the quantity of water consumed in 2014 went up rather dramatically. I don't know whether there's any other items in there. Maybe the amount wasted would be of interest to you. The amount wasted is we order in a certain amount of water into each of the pump stations. And then of that water that's ordered in, the pumps turn around and pump it out into the system. The portion that is not called for or can't be stuffed in the pipe goes into drainage ways and is wasted or lost. And that amount that you see there from 2013 and 2014 listed as canal water wasted indicates how much we turned into the drain ditch as opposed to putting in the pipe once we had ordered it. I don't know if you had any questions on any of these items.
Okay, questions? I think we're all pretty clear.
I am, Mayor.
David?
Was there a big difference in connections between 2013 and 2014?
Not particularly. In fact, probably that between 2013 and 2014 was probably one of our lower years as far as uptake of building permits, if that's what you're talking about. One of the things that did occur is we added a few people in Butler subdivision and a couple of other places, but I wouldn't say that there was anything out of the ordinary.
Okay. Thank you, Mayor.
Thanks, Gordy.
You bet.
Another item I would call your attention to is there is one property which has reached the end of the, I guess, the mercy or grace period for not paying their irrigation assessment, and that's listed under item one. It's listed as Oasis Properties LLC. Address is given. They have been duly notified of their deficiency or delinquency, and come July 1st, then the treasurer is charged with the responsibility of collecting that or seizing the property. So that's kind of the roughest part of where we get on this thing, and council should be aware of it. There's a chance that in the coming year that there will be a substantial number of properties, mostly owned by one person, that could come up for seizure. So one way or another, it will need to be dealt with, and probably will be dealt with, because so much will be at stake. In this particular year, it's one property. Any questions concerning that item?
No, I think that's pretty clear.
Okay.
Any questions by the council?
No.
Okay.
Next item is item three under the agenda for this is when the citizens have the opportunity of appealing their assessments and given the reasons or cause why their assessment should be different. We had been notified earlier in the year that Mr. Dave Splett would be interested in addressing the council on an issue of concern to him. We did not provide you with any documents. I think this issue has been brought up before, but whenever we have these are considered de novo. Everything's new. They don't have to rely on previous decisions, nor do you, in hearing or considering the issue which Mr. Splett chooses to present to council. So I would turn the time over to Dave to present his case, and this is the time to give it due consideration.
David, would you come to the podium and address your concerns to the council, please? Identify yourself so that it's on the recording.
Dave Splett, 970 Ashwood Court. Did you want your attorney to give the normal speech about none of my two dozen employers are involved in this, or do you want to skip that?
No, we'll skip that.
Okay, then do you want to defer this? Do you get a chance to read the materials I submitted to you? Gordon said that they weren't given to you.
We each of us received that some time back.
Oh, so you did receive it?
Yes.
Okay, I have a very easy one for you this evening. My house is at 970 Ashwood Court. I have that large Mora Wasteway running through my backyard. As you just heard your city engineer explain about wasted water being poured into the waste ditches, if I sprinkle the waste ditch in my yard, I will be adding to your waste by dumping water in the waste ditch. And I don't think that's a very good use of either my money or your water. And I ask you to reduce my fee by the amount of land, by the percentage of land that's lost to the Mora Wasteway. If you agree with me, I don't need the credit till next year. Since I've already paid it, since the credit for this year you could give to someone like that family who can pay their bill. That's all I have to say. Do you have any questions for me?
I told David before the meeting started that the Mora Wasteway was under the Bureau of Reclamation's we called for a town hall meeting because they were going to bring all 31 people that are on that wasteway in and explain to them that they have an easement of 30 feet and that they're going to stake it off and they're going to put in a road. And the first person they encountered went through all the titles and what have you, couldn't find anything that would support an easement. And the Bureau of Reclamation, when I talked to them the end of last week, said that their easement dates to a general easement in 1890. And they canceled out having any kind of town hall meeting because they didn't want everybody assembled. They said they'd handle them individually. And then we did have a notice from the FBI through the sheriff that the state militia, which consists of 3% of the population of Idaho, are willing to come down and hold the Bureau of Reclamation at bay. So we could have a...
I'm not any part of any of that.
Yeah.
Okay.
I'm not either. I don't even know if the young man, the first one that they started at was or wasn't. But anyway, the militia seems to have found out about it, and the FBI was concerned, not overly, but somewhat. So we still have, coming to each of those property owners, some kind of letter explaining what the Bureau of Reclamation is doing, what their easement is, what's the legality of the easement, and what have you. But, you know, if you go over to that wasteway and, like, look up from Ash Street, how could you put a road up there? I mean, unless you put it right in the bottom over top of the creek, you know, the wasteway. So...
Mayor, my land actually goes on both sides of it for part of it.
Yeah. So and it appears as though from early times that the wastewater may have meandered to one side and then back and what have you. I'm not sure. But so that's going on over top of the fact that Mr. Splett would like to have some consideration given for a wasteway where he can't use it. Anyway, is that kind of the essence of it, David?
Yes, sir. I don't think I should sprinkle your irrigation water in a wasteway.
Yeah.
So we just have to make a match.
Well, it really does appear as though all 31 people along that wasteway are going to have the same kind of general concern. And I'd kind of like to hear from the Bureau of Reclamation of what, if they're going to claim the land, what are they going to do with the water right on? So.
Mayor, if you want to wait to talk to them, I've already paid my fee. It doesn't matter to me. I was going to give away the money anyway. So if you want to defer this, do you talk to them? It's acceptable. It's up to you, folks.
Well, that would maybe tell us a little better which way we're headed on this. So if you don't mind, David, and the council would agree that maybe we, because the Bureau of Reclamation has got to be making some kind of move, because they said they were going to have it all done by the time water turned in. I think that's already in, isn't it? Maybe not.
There's no water in the ditch behind my house, but there is an Indian Creek.
Okay. But, you know, if...
Mr. Mayor?
Yes?
We might indicate, just for the record, that city staff is in agreement with Dave's suggestion in that... I think it's probably for the same reason, but our reason would be, it will become clear one way or the other sometime this year, I think, what the Bureau is going to do, and then we could deal with all the issues at the same time. The proper mechanism for dealing with it would be then to notice, with 5 days' notice, a hearing of it's not really a Board of Correction, but it's also discussed in the memo under 50-18-12, that you notice the meeting and you can make any corrections or any adjustments or any item related to assessments at any time with that 5 days' notice. It might be best to do it all at the same time and deal with all those affected at the same time.
Okay.
Which seems to be consistent with what Mr. Splett is suggesting.
Council in agreement with that?
Yes.
Well, David, if it's all right with you, then we'll try to get a little better handle on what the Bureau of Reclamation is doing. And it's going to affect you and 31 others.
Right, and we're hoping that our city leaders, since all of you aren't fathers, can help us deal with that, because obviously the BLM has more resources than 31 homeowners.
Sure. Let me ask you, you know, just south of your property, where that was kind of a pasture and there's no really creek or banks and what have you. It's all kind of
sheet flow.
Yeah, flat. If they were to waste very much water down there, wouldn't it just kind of flood all over into the roads and everything else in that spot?
One would think so, but if you remember about 5 years ago, there was a break around South Luker Road of the New York. Something critters had dug into the hillside, and the New York flooded, broke, and it flooded that ditch, but it never made it out of the banks. But that is the same ditch where they were chasing that mountain lion about 4 years ago, yeah, if you remember. So maybe the Noah's flood washed away the mountain lion.
Well, that would tell us how often they cleaned it in the last 50 years.
Well, I've lived there. I bought that house in 95 or 66, I think, and they've never touched it. I used to burn it every year, but the people behind me don't have horses anymore, so their pasture's all weeds. So I'm afraid to burn the ditch without burning several acres of somebody else's property. And I sure hope they don't. Oh, well, nothing. It's not your issue. So the official answer tonight is no answer, right?
Right.
Going to defer till the fullness of time.
And we will keep you informed with what the Bureau of Reclamation says.
I'm not worried about
you're
you.
You're supposed to get your own letter, but we're supposed to be informed also as to what they're up to.
Yeah, I'm in a tough spot because I don't know if you folks realize that I'm not in a subdivision. I bet you all, 29 of the other ones are. Because if you remember, Mayor, that was a record of survey. The parcel that I'm in was owned by the piece across the ditch to the east.
Oh.
So I don't have a subdivision lot. I have a record of survey, and you helped me do a ton of extra paperwork. Sorry. It was you. Helped me do a bunch of extra paperwork because we didn't have the normal transfers of water rights and stuff because I wasn't part of a subdivision. Okay, thank you for your time.
All right, well, thank you.
Even though I actually thank you for non-decision. I feel like I'm at ACHD or something like that, right? Okay, thank you.
All right,
thanks,
you.
Dave.
Thank you, David.
See you in the
post. Mr. Mayor, I'm aware that you had a workshop scheduled to follow this immediately.
Yes.
And unless there's any other issues, there's just one last thing that we need to talk about, and that is the issue of notice on this particular meeting, and I'd like to have Richard discuss it, and a subsequent meeting or meetings to be held. So Richard, would you cover for me from here?
Now, the code requires that the Board of Correction meeting be published before the 1st of
March, two times, not less than 6 days before the meeting. That didn't happen for, what, a calendar reason or some, something didn't pop up?
Blame it on Outlook.
Blame it on Outlook. In any event, in looking at the code, Gordon and I sat down and made a decision that what we would do is publish the meeting. This was approved by resolution, today's meeting, but publish in the paper last weekend, tomorrow, that meeting to take place then tomorrow at 6, and then Thursday at 6 p.m. As you can see, it's not well attended, a high likelihood that nobody's going to show up tomorrow, and then Thursday. So my suggestion is, if it doesn't work out for people tomorrow, that we can just have you not show up and reset it to Thursday at 6 p.m. For lack of a quorum, and then just do it one time. But I even suspect that nobody's going to show up at the 6 o'clock one on Thursday. But just to cover that notice hearing, it was really a due process issue. I didn't want somebody to say, well, I didn't have notice of today's hearing, and I saw it in tomorrow's paper tomorrow, so I want my hearing.
Okay, and then what happened to Paul Beckman?
I don't think he's going to come here. That was an issue that was raised early on, and I thought it may come up here, but Gordon, I think it may come up some other way. Most definitely next year, he'll most likely be in with the 90 or so lots that Gordon mentioned earlier that are probably going to come forward. So,
is that still on vacant lots and all that type of
yes.
stuff?
Yeah, just to rehearse, and I don't know how important this is, but 2 years ago we entered into an agreement with him to, we tied two issues together. One of them was the assessment on vacant lots. We reduced the assessment on vacant lots. Council had reduced the assessment on vacant lots. At the same time, we settled with him on a payback or cost recovery agreement that had not been taken care of earlier, for whatever reason, I don't know. Those two items were tied together, and he'd agreed to abide by the vacant lot assessment that was put together then, but since then he has not paid any of them except those, I think, that came, that he's actually sold the lot and had to clear title on it. And so he's got a large collection of delinquent assessments for all these lots. And next year, the first batch of them become ripe for seizure. So I'm sure we're going to see him then. So,
okay.
And we thought he was going to appear tonight. His other issue is he thinks that he should not be charged a connection fee for interceptor costs. That's the large trunk line cost. That he had paid or prepaid a connection fee for sewer prior to the imposition of the interceptor fee, and his contention is that because he prepaid that fee, that he should be excused from paying the interceptor fee that was established after that period of time. But again, I don't think that's a matter for this Board of Correction. But he's tying them together, and I suppose if we consent to it, we tie them together too. So.
Well, I'm sure we're all familiar with his argument, you know, and I would say that since the recession wasn't our fault, or the fact that he quit building and all that time went by, that's not our fault either. So.
And so that was the same type of issue that was brought forth by Nicholson's, right? That they didn't think they should have to pay that interceptor fee because they'd prepaid sewer connections.
And was that Tom Nicholson that you're referring to?
I think so.
Well, his would have been slightly different in that he was part of the LID. He didn't prepay a connection fee. So that,
okay.
Whatever the argument was, it's not entirely the same, but maybe it has a basis somewhat similar. I don't know.
Okay, I think that probably concludes the business of the Board of Corrections tonight. Now, what about tomorrow?
Yeah, I wasn't totally clear. Are we supposed to not come tomorrow?
It's your decision. If it's, my suggestion would be either to show up, or if we can't get a quorum, or you don't want to come because it's going to last maybe 2 or 3 minutes, we can just advise those people that show up that there's not a quorum and to come back on Thursday. Both of those dates are published in the paper, so.
What's everybody feel about that?
I think the likely, I definitely am in favor of giving people an opportunity to show up. Nobody came last year. I doubt anybody's going to come this year. And to the extent we can, I don't know if we can keep from having, like, because right now we have 4 staff members on the clock. So if we can keep that from happening tomorrow, or especially, I have no idea if we pay them from the time business hours end until the time the thing starts too, but if, just seems like, you know, why have all these people here if the likelihood of us actually conducting business is low, and then just have everybody show up Thursday.
We can actually post on the front door that the meeting's been canceled or is postponed to Thursday due to lack of quorum.
Okay. Is there a time period? I mean, like, we would start at whatever time, and then do we have to be here for a certain amount of time, or just nobody's here so we can adjourn?
The law says until the business is completed.
So we can leave immediately.
Well, if I come both nights, I would expect cookies or something.
Really?
You know what, okay. I was going to bring in green cookies for St. Patrick's Day. I couldn't find them at the store.
Really?
Yeah. So they got cowboy cookies because I couldn't find green St. Patrick's Day
cookies. Did you stop when you were driving by? Or?
Well, I stopped and I walked up a couple of miles thinking, this is crazy. Why? How can you not have green cookies on St. Patrick's Day?
If you would have bought them last year, they'd be green by now.
That's true.
Okay. Well, I think that we need to adjourn this meeting. And then Chris needs a few minutes to gear up for the next one because we want a different recording for each of them. And so,
Mr. Mayor, I would move we adjourn the annual Board of Corrections meeting.
Is there a second?
Second.
Moved and seconded. Motion. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
All those opposed say no. Motion carried. Okay, we're adjourned until